Good evening. It's Friday and a beautiful one at that as we head into a weekend of 80-degree weather with sunny skies. Thank you for joining us. I'm Michael Cohen with producer Andre Holgate. Well, Lansing lawmakers this week wrapping up their budget work, including the passage of an omnibus education budget, which includes an increase in K-12 funding. But just how big of a boost is this going to be for school districts across Michigan, many of which, like the Lansing School District, are facing a budget deficit in the 2012-2013 budget and likely another one the following year? To discuss that, I'm joined by David Martell, Executive Director of the Michigan School Business Officials Organization, founded in 1937. It's a nonprofit corporation serving the multifaceted interests of education. David, thank you very much for joining us on 1320 WILS.
You're welcome.
So certainly many facets to education. You know, for the Michigan Education Association, the focus, of course, has been how teachers are being impacted by the changes state lawmakers are now making. How much of a focus is that of your organization also?
Well, certainly our organization, which is responsible for the non-academic side of public schools and the management of the finance and facilities, transportation, and food service for the most part. Our focus is trying to do the best we can with the funds that are allocated from the state, try to get as many dollars focused in the classroom as possible, which does include teachers. And certainly we want to try to pay a fair wage to the folks who are doing a great job educating our kids, but also we have to balance that with the amount of funds that are available.
So in this new budget, schools will be receiving the state's per pupil foundation minimum. Let me repeat that. In this new budget, there will be an increase to the state's per pupil foundation minimum of $120 per student. Are you pleased with this increase? Do you think that is an appropriate new minimum level, this $6,966 per pupil?
Well, after a $470 cut in the prior years, certainly any kind of an increase is a welcome addition. Unfortunately, it's only for those who are on the lowest end of the spectrum, and all schools' costs are going up at the same time. So while it does help the districts at the bottom, and it's about a 1.75% increase, it's really not covering the inflationary costs that we're seeing districts endure in this economy, and what that means is even though there's an increase, the school districts that have been struggling will continue to have to look for ways to reduce their budget so that they can bring their costs down in line with their revenue sources.
What about the major problem that school districts are having, such as here in Lansing, which is this reduction in enrollment? We're down over 200 students this year, obviously getting a lot less money from the state in turn. How can future budget deficits really be avoided as less and less state money comes in due to this factor?
Well, school districts have been dealing with reductions in their budgets actually since like 2001, when Michigan was the only state to never recover from that recession that happened back then. So I think in the current year or the prior year here, it's probably the first time we've actually added jobs net for the year for the state of Michigan to come out of that recession. And so schools have been cutting since then, and every year it's harder and harder to cut things that don't touch the bone. And many districts, especially those like Lansing, that are struggling with the drops in enrollment, that just makes the spiral a little bit harder to deal with. And probably about 70 to 75% of districts in Michigan are seeing a decline in enrollment, and that decline is based on a couple factors. One is the birth rate has dropped. It's kind of like the echo of the baby boom, and we're on the coming down side of that. But also, there are still younger families who are leaving the state to look for wages that they can support their families with.
Well, it's another major issue from school board members I've talked to here in Lansing is the cost for retirees, the healthcare costs and so on. The districts are now paying. They're going to be paying more this year, at least here in Lansing, more the year following that. I mean, how can they really balance these two factors out, higher retiree costs and less money coming in due to lower enrollment?
Well, it's a huge squeeze on public schools. And public schools are in a unique situation where they have no control, really, over the amount of revenues they have to spend. Their operating revenues are totally set by the state. But they also are a public entity. They're required to provide a free and appropriate education to every child that's in their district. And so they're getting squeezed from both ends. When you compare yourself to a university who are now taking money out of the school aid fund, those folks, if they don't get an increase from the state, they can increase their tuition they're charging students. They're in the community college area, they can actually increase a levy that they can do on property taxes. So schools are in a unique situation where they're kind of in a box that's being squeezed more and more every year.
I'm talking to Dave Martell, Executive Director of the Michigan School Business Officials Organization. So the organization was founded in 1937. Historically, would you say right now schools are under more pressure financially than they've ever been?
Well, certainly so. I mean, at least from our standpoint. I mean, in the years I've been involved with this industry, this is as bad as it's ever been for us. Although from time to time we will meet with some of our past presidents, and there's always a struggle with providing enough resources to do what everyone wants to do, and that's provide the best education for kids. But I think at this time, more than ever in the past that we're aware of, that we are actually, you know, creating situations where either there's too many kids in a classroom, or you're worried about the safe and orderly school environment because we don't have enough principals or support running the buildings, because you're trying to maximize the amount of effort into the classroom.
So what do you view right now as the biggest pressure point financially for schools in Michigan, and is there something that lawmakers can directly do other than provide more funding, which they say is just simply not there?
Well, that's a tough question, and everyone has their job to do. The legislators, I know, are doing the best with what they have, but there are differences of opinion as to what the best way is to fund schools, whether there's enough funding. Adequacy is a big issue right now. Are we providing enough funds for our school districts to actually do what's required of them to provide a free and appropriate education? But at the same time you say that, you also have to deal with the fact that right now our economy is not doing the best, and it's kind of hard to ask taxpayers to pay more in the tax area to help fund the schools. So it's a double-edged sword right now, and schools are caught in the middle of that.
So do you think it is appropriate then to ask public school employees to pay more for their benefits I know one bill is considering replacing the current defined pension plans with these 401k-style plans. These kinds of changes, are you supportive of them?
Well, from our standpoint, we usually don't take political positions. We are more of the factual-oriented part, and try to support with data what's going on in Michigan schools. And so from that standpoint, we usually don't take opinions on it. But one of the things we do recognize is that if something doesn't happen, there's a possibility that this retirement system that's there to pay benefits for retired school employees, is that the health benefit side that is not guaranteed by the Constitution has the opportunity to be taken away by the legislature. And so if some kind of reform, significant reform, doesn't come about, we create a situation where the state may feel like there's nothing more than they can do other than to significantly reduce those benefits. So from our standpoint, we look at this and say, how can we get to the end game here, is to provide the benefits that employees are due, but also have a cost for the ongoing employees and school districts to actually pay this a benefit right now. So it's one of those things where it's kind of hard to be anywhere but in the middle, because everybody needs to feel a little pain, and I think that's what's happening. School employees are going to feel some pain. Districts are feeling pain, and hopefully we can keep as much of this outside serving children as we can.
David Martell, Executive Director of the Michigan School Business Officials Organization. David, thanks so much for joining us on WILS.
You're welcome, and thanks for the invitation.
Coming up next, if you are a coffee drinker, you're about to hear some great news. The biggest study in history between the relationship of coffee consumption and your health finding that it may actually reduce your chance of death. That's next. I'm Michael Cohen, and you are listening to 1320 WILS.